The FBI is investigating an extortion scheme targeting large grocery and discount stores across the country. It goes like this. Someone phones the stores and threatens to blow them up unless they get money. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Millinocket, Maine never expected to be the victim of an extortion plot, but that's exactly what happened in what appears to be a national scam against big box stores and supermarkets. Yesterday, Millinocket police got a call for help from a local Hannaford supermarket. Stephen McCausland is the spokesman for the Maine Department of Public Safety. He tells the story.
Initial reports were that an employee had gone out to do a bank run, and when they came back, could not get back inside the building and could also not get a straight answer from employees inside the building as to what was going on. Millinocket police, obviously the first on the scene, and they called for state police assistance. And it was an hour or two later that we finally determined that this was a bomb threat we're dealing with, and then ultimately we found out we were not alone.
More than 15 similar calls have been made in the past week in 11 different states. The scenario is almost always the same. An anonymous caller phones the store and threatens to detonate a bomb unless money is wired to an overseas account. Stephen McCausland.
They didn't get a dime from the state of Maine. The extortionist had asked for $2,500, but no money was transferred.
Sergeant James Quinn of Newport, Rhode Island, responded to a similar call on Tuesday. This time, the target was the Walmart at the Newport Mall. The caller said he had a bomb and demanded $10,000. In that case, Sergeant Quinn said, employees thought the threat was credible enough to send the money. They used the store's in-house financial services center to move the cash.
You know, the caller was able to have the store make 3 transactions wired to an undisclosed location.
Quinn said the decision to make the payment was made without consulting police. He said the store's supervisor did what he or she thought was right.
Thank God there were no bombs that were located, no suspects, no bombs. Everything was found to be normal, as you would find in any type of store.
Special Agent Richard Colco said the FBI is still trying to tie all the local reports together. All the stores involved have had in-store financial service centers. He said most of the stores chose not to transfer the money, so the scam has not yielded much. The Rhode Island store transferred $10,000, and employees at a Michigan supermarket decided to transfer $3,000.
Well, we want to talk about the specific incidents that have occurred so far, and there are definitely similarities in each of them. And that leads us to believe that it is either one person doing this or maybe just a small group of people doing it.
Western Union is working with the FBI and U.S. Secret Service to trace the wired money. The phone calls appear to have come from a cell phone with a Los Angeles number that was leased from a European company. The investigation is continuing. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, Washington.